Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, people just say that men going their own way is cope, and that instead they will find and marry a trad wife that will love them unconditionally and never divorce them. These sorts of simps seem to think that female nature changes depending on if a woman can cook and clean or something. The passport bros lifestyle is a lie. I remember guys promoting it back in 2014 and 15, and it was called something completely different. And then it died down before making its return. One group of men gets burned, and then another one tries their luck. Up next is Whammon says that modern dating is exhausting at the age of 34, and many of the men that she meets don't put any effort and have little to no emotional intelligence. What does she expect after she left all the good guys back in her 20s? Now she's just using everyone on TikTok as her emotional tampon to get some attention and sympathy. Also, what good quality man wants a woman running out of eggs with a notch count of 100? It's only simps that'll be with her now. Number 3, this Telegraph article says that young white men do have problems, but that they need to man up. Well, at least they're admitting that men have problems for a change, but I still see that they're trying to shame them. Yes, young men are struggling, but feminists try and always figure out a way to make things about themselves. And then they wonder why men are checking out of relationships and dating entirely. Because they're being kicked when they're already down. Moving on, looks like enrichment has finally made it to Japan. This Pakistani migrant tried to grape a schoolgirl in Tokyo, and luckily he was arrested before he could do so. Looks like he's another one of the usual suspects. There really are only two options here. Either deport them or bring back the death penalty. I don't really see any other solutions unless you want to make your society unsafe for women. I guess it's better that I go off and see Japan before enrichment ruins it too. Number 5, what's the equivalent for guys of a girl getting flowers? For me, it would be peace and quiet. For other guys, it's the good old-fashioned hock too, or possibly a sandwich. Preferably in that order after you've worked up an appetite. I also find it kind of sad that the first time a man gets flowers is at his funeral. As for giving men flowers, all women come with a flower that they can deflower. That's definitely better than actual flowers. Up next, here's the situation in Canada right now, where they're giving out $25,000 tickets if you go for a hike in the woods, because they're worried that people are going to go and start fires. Looks like Canada is starting its climate change lockdowns before everybody else. This small sacrifice is part of the greater plan to keep us all safe. It will take 2 weeks to slow the spread of disastrous fires that could destroy our nation. That's what they'll end up saying. Number 7, Hillary Clinton definitely has bad genes. And if you've eaten something, I apologize for showing you this. I initially had to see this so that you didn't. But it was so awful that I just had to share with everyone. I also wouldn't be surprised if the person that created this meme self-deleted shortly after doing so. If you think she's bad, then just look at her daughter Chelsea. She's so ugly that when she gives fellatio, it's really like she's taking it up her old poop chute. Moving on, after someone threw a green phallus onto an NBA basketball court, the WNBA said that if anyone throws anything from now on, that they'll be forced to watch around 10 more WNBA games. I think that punishment is way too extreme for that crime. Obviously, the Babylon Bee is joking here, but everyone knows the real joke is the WNBA. They aren't even profitable and people would watch them even more if their players physically shoved the green phallus up their schwing-schwings instead. Number 9, AI might just be a scam. Its use drops the moment school ends. It's just a glorified essay writing force at this point. You know that some of the kids out there are using it and getting away with it and they're cheating on their assignments. In reality, the only people using it like this are cheating themselves. It's like when I looked up feminism on Google Trends and the only time there were searches for feminism was also part of the school year. So it proved to me that higher education was really what was propping it up. Up next, this has to be a joke, but it isn't. This British politician wants the death penalty for suicide bombers. Looking at this, I can clearly see we aren't electing the smartest. Besides, there aren't that many suicide bombers left. It's a dying trade. So she's planning on threatening people who are already planning on ending themselves with death. Sounds like a great plan. It's a great deterrent. I've never heard of a repeat suicide bomber. Number 11, in 1998, we played N64 GoldenEye, ate pizza, and hung out with friends. We didn't know it at the time, but this is as good as life was gonna get. I hated proximity mines. I always thought they were just cheating, like using Oddjob. 3 years after this, everything started going to hell after 9/11. Then you had to take your shoes off to board a plane. even today's kids prefer playing ancient video games like this to the newer ones. Moving on, you know your country has an abundance of enrichment when this happens. In Greece, a woman was being raped by an Afghan man, and when she cried for help, three Pakistani men did the same to her. It's almost as if our ancestors are right to keep Islam out of Europe. Now I think they were wrong. Christianity fought wars against Islam, and now Christianity is irrelevant in modern society, so this is the result. Number 13 is another single mother, and this one doesn't date single dads because if they were worth it, then the mother of their children never would have walked away from them. Excuse me, but that sounds like double standards much. At this point, I think it would just be easier for her to say that she needs a sugar daddy instead. It's okay, though. I won't date her because I only date darker girls because I hate meeting fathers. And I just know someone will complain about this. Up next, a female teacher attempts to justify why she slept with and had a relationship with the 15-year-old student. Probably because other women were doing it too and she got FOMO. She's a predator and should be locked up for being a PDF file. But then again, she's technically not a PDF file because she's attracted to younger people. She probably just took this kid's V-card because of the power it made her feel. This article also makes it sound like the kid is only slightly more the victim than the woman. Number 15, in Canada, people aren't allowed to hike in the woods in one of our provinces because they might accidentally set off a fire like I mentioned earlier. Meanwhile, female firefighters say hold my beer as they caused an auto-control forest fire in Banff National Park, where they were training. That's our most beautiful national park, and I'm glad that DEI had a hand in helping destroy some of its natural beauty. That's Canada in a nutshell. Moving on, people are lining up for Ozempic, which is the easy way to lose weight, while no one is lining up for ground beef, rice, and 10,000 steps. The walking I understand, but rice is just empty carbs, and ground beef is inflammatory. They need to be replaced with olive oil and wild-caught salmon. I would definitely take beef over the rice. Rice and other starchy carbs are what's wrecking most people's health and blood sugar levels. Number 17, here are the child molestation rates by race. Why are the two on the right higher by a lot? Are we sure they are also including all the white women molesting children in the schools? But this chart doesn't appear to be accurate when I ask Grok. Whites and Hispanics are about the same and blacks are slightly overrepresented. I guess you shouldn't believe everything you read or see these days. Also, here's the actual number of child predators by race in 2022. Up next, if you've ever thought about going vegan, don't. The only meat and animal products I eat are eggs, fish, and occasional poultry. Yet these genius documentary filmmakers of the Fork Over Knives film look like they were a lot healthier before they were eating that vegan diet. If these are the long-term effects of being a vegan, then count me out. Look at how sunken their eyes are. Also, the same thing seems to have happened to conservatives who turn into lefties. Dude looks like Jenna Ortega. Number 19, here's Dylan Mulvaney before and after his facial feminization surgery. I don't know about you, but I still can't tell the difference. And he's still less feminine than the average Mormon missionary. According to Wikipedia, Dylan was in the Broadway musical The Book of Mormon. Just remember, guys, that this facial surgery has been paid for by the destruction of the Bud Light brand. Here's Dylan without all the filters and fancy camera angles. Moving on, welcome to Holland, where Somali couple with 15 kids gets two houses from their municipality. Meanwhile, Dutch people paying taxes for those homes have to wait 10 years to qualify for low-income housing. But don't worry, though, because I'm sure their 15 kids will all make great doctors and engineers one day and pay back their good fortune. Look, it's also happening in the UK with this family receiving two houses while two Zoomers can't even afford houses. Number 21, some creep sent his penis pics to this trans woman, and he gets one sent right back. To be honest, he was probably only pretending to be disgusted and probably enjoyed it. But if he didn't, then talk about a reverse Uno card. Why is this even an article? It's probably there to boost this dude's ego that he passes as a woman, and that a heterosexual man fell for this. That's gay men's fantasy. To sleep with and turn a straight man gay. I'll never understand why. Up next, in 2010, this Nigerian couple in London gave birth to this baby with blue eyes, and it was known as the miracle baby. Then again, maybe she's lying and he's a cuck. And the real miracle is that the real father was never caught. I suspect that the hospital might have switched babies, and there's a white man out there somewhere thinking that his wife cheated on him with a black man. Here, look, I found another miracle baby as well. Looks like miracles are more common than ever. Number 23, meet Lisi. She's pregnant and has a daughter, but she's still looking for something serious. She's had her fun and it's time to settle down now. This would have been a joke and laughable only 10 years ago. but we're now seeing it more and more with dating profiles like this out there. But look on the bright side though. She had her fun in the past and there is no fun in the future with a Chad Roan. No man worth anything will want her now. Moving on, the next one is brilliant, and I'll use it the next time a woman tries to put me in the friend zone. When a woman tells you she just wants to be friends, tell her you're glad she said that first because you didn't want to hurt her feelings. Give her back those self-confidence problems instead. Then she's going to think that her sexual marketplace value is lower than she thinks and will probably get depressed or angry. This is absolute genius. Number 25 and the last one, what the hell happened to Miley Cyrus? In her recent Gucci photos, looks like the Disney effect has helped her hit the wall spectacularly. People say the after picture is fake, but I beg to differ. If you look at other pictures of her as well, she looks like she had that fat sucked out of her face, and she's definitely had horrible hair before. The only thing that is fake about this photo is that she doesn't have any eyebrows. So that's it for another memes of the week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.